I was walking in the woods with my dog James when this particular song came to me. I found myself singing the chorus of the Mexican hat dance with only the word potato in it. And I set myself this little challenge that I would do this in such a way as to cause the accent to fall at different times onto each of the three syllables of potato. And that it would have to end properly on toe as opposed to tay or po. And it was a long walk, and I now have an entire song about potatoes. They're red, they're white, they're brown, they get that way underground. There can't be much to do, so now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them, we're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canisters or lockers or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
Company's here. Our company that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM, Indiana, 90.7 WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSHA FM, Grove City, 91.7 WCUC FM, Clarion, 91.7 WNJR, Washington, 102.9 WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org. WMCK.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio with the SLB player as well as links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Lots of fun on today's program, puzzles and games all morning long, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. The South Hills Children's Choir stops by at 10:05 to share music with us. These are all high school students. At 10:35 this morning, we'll talk with several students from the Youth Maker Accelerator program of Handmade Arcade. And just after 11 o'clock today, Christopher Mark Jones and Brad Yoder will be here to talk about a show later tonight at Songspace at the First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh called the Three Rivers Song Collective. Our pop quiz in just a few moments. Thank you for joining us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Night. Streets are slowly drying. Sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe it's trying. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. Mailman's overdue. Man upstairs is typing. My neighbor has the flu. I can hear his wife, she's griping. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. Sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you. Just fine. what tomorrow brings. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you. Rained again last night. Streets are slowly drying. Sunlight's not too bright. The things I notice now. You'd be surprised.
The Saturday Light Brigade and Hills getting us started. The things I notice now. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. As we were coming in this morning, and I already forget what the particulars were, but Ricky said, I never noticed that before. And that made me think of that song, how you can go by place after place or experiencing the same set of circumstances over and over again. And you notice something that you never noticed before. In any event, it's great to have you here. We have a pop quiz that's coming up in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
A quick note that Giving Tuesday is coming up, and we hope you will make a note to support nonprofits whose work means something to you. Giving Tuesday is a worldwide day of giving that makes it easy to support multiple nonprofits all at once. You complete a shopping cart of sorts at the Giving Tuesday website, and you can make donations reflecting your interests. You'll find us on that day at tinyurl.com/givebig to SLB. You can go there now, but the site will tell you it's not time yet, or you can make a contribution by getting a jump start today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you for your support. It is time this morning now for our pop quiz. And this appeared in our newsletter. We'll let you know how to subscribe in just a moment. And the answers that came in have been a great deal of fun. Good morning to Mike and Mars, by the way. And Larry and Vanessa are in Charleston, South Carolina, listening this morning. Thank you for the kind words. Also, Dust Bowl Jack in Liberty Borough in Ohio has checked in. John in Economy Borough, Tommy in Virginia, and Susie with brand new hair in Alexandria, or a new hairstyle that looks great. Here is this morning's pop quiz. Stretch and creak. OK, Consider those words stretch and creak. They're each words of five letters or more whose vowels are only E's. Stretch and creak. And our challenge to you is, can you come up with some additional words that only have vowels consisting of E's, where E is the only vowel? And we'd like you to come up with at least five of them. And when you do, you'll earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Again, we are looking for five words of five letters in length or more in which the only vowel is an E. And some brigadiers listening this morning have come up with some incredibly surprisingly long words. I thought I had some long ones, but Jim in Crafton Heights has some long ones. John in Economy Borough does as well. Do you have any to submit?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We gonna jump, little children, jump, jump, little children, jump, jump, little children, jump. Jump, a little children, jump, 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 little children, mama and papa's home. You don't gotta worry about that lady under us. Give a little drink and she ain't heard no fuss. Jump, a little children, jump. I said jump, a little children, jump, 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 little children, mama and papa's home. And you don't gotta care about your daddy being a preacher. Well, honey, you wanna jump? I said, come up, let me teach you. Little children, jump. I said, jump. Little children, jump, 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 jump. Little children, mama and papa's home. I'm gonna jump right out.
Mama and Papa's home. chicken, they thought it was up. Put it on the table, the day straight up. Ain't down to talking trash. Chicken liquor just to make us laugh. Mama got mad, called Papa, stop that thing. Boy, big cat, mama won't stop that thing. Pretty mama, won't you do that thing? Fine mama, won't you stop that thing? Pretty mama, won't you do that thing? Now, Papa got mad, called Mama, stop that thing. That thing, pretty mama, won't you do that thing? My mama, won't you stop that thing? Pretty mama, won't you do that thing? Papa got me, girl, mama, won't stop that thing.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Mike Bateshoff and Jay Sommerhauer. With Step That Thing, and before that, Tom Minta and Mason Via. Along with Ben Somerville and Jump Little Children. Puzzle answers this morning are amazing. Words whose only vowels are E. Larry and Vanessa mentioned the Geechee, G-E-E-C-H-E-E, community in South Carolina, where they happen to be. Bruce is up and awake with Beetle, Screech, Tennessee, Freed, and Trees. Nicely done. Russ in King, North Carolina, has quite a few. Sweet, Beetle, Street Wheels, Sheep, Extreme, Secede, TP, 3, 7, 11, 12, 17, 20, 23, 27, Sleeve, Redeem, Delete, Degree, Between, Esteem, Serene, Whenever, Wherever, Defense, Defenseless, and Nevertheless. I think Nevertheless is the longest so far at 12 letters. Stu in McCandless, along with Sarah, says a shout-out to the, let me see if I have this right, the DeBent Antique Museum in Franklin. Their first name, DeBent, it's an antique music world museum, has three E's, D-E-B-E-N-C-E. Here's Patrick in South Park with Creed, Green, Breed, Recede, and Sheen. It's a lot of fun. Tom in McCandless has a lot that are exactly five or six letters. Reese, Keeper, Meeker, Seeker, Weekly, Wreck, Wrench, French, Sense, C-E-N-T-S, Sense, S-E-N-S-E, and Sense. And some more are coming in. John in Economy has, remember, 17th, excellent, Beekeeper, strengthen the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's also 12. Strengthen, screen, bellwether, and tenement. Those are great, John. And Tommy put his in a sentence. Three bank clerks were on a bench saying that they would wreck their chances of winning a chess game with a trio of nerds because they would belch their Limburger lunch that smells bad unless they used a mouthwash to check the odor. Then they looked at each other and said, let's dress for the match and go. That's a sensible sentence. More coming in. Jim in Crapton Heights has settlement as well as excellent. Still a few more coming in. Gary used his in a sentence. The Queen could bless the wearing of the knee-high dress if she wanted to, or keep the length they are and make no one exempt. But you know, the hems would creep. Would they now? The hems would creep if the MC played the dance music that was requested by all the peeps. I rather like that one. Well done. MC is a word where the majority of the letters are E's. There's Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier. Slept, screech, scream, screw, teeth, cheer, creep, crepe, freckle, and gentle. Jim in Blackridge has excellent, except, expect, expected, and excel. Jim in Crafton Heights has length, strength, steeple, drench, trench, clench, mentee, pestered, precede, and elements. Chad has secrete, screed, creed, screech, breach, replete, and secede. Kathy in Tynesta, Chad was in the North Hills, and Tynesta has stern, cheer, sheet, steno, screen, blend, crest, dress, eject, and 11. Just a few more. Ralph in the South Hills has deeds, theme, decree, revered, and cheered. Oh my goodness, Jim in Blackridge has a long list here. I'll read the ones we haven't mentioned yet. Beeper, beefy, baguette, belly, beret, bereft, beset, breeze, deter, edger, greener, jeepers, meekness, there must be 30 here, preferred, stressed, veneer, whenever, wherever, and vested, and sweeper, and a few others. Nicely done. Miles has redeemer, steer, cheek, and sketch. And Sue in South Park has pelts, sleep, speed, better, feeler, helper, letter, reels, steel, and street. And Jeff has trenches, wrenches, clench, pledges, press, fresh, trend, and flesh. And finally, mensch. That's our pop quiz. I hope you enjoyed playing along. I'll share a few more with you in just a few moments. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
Long John Dean. He was a bold bank robber from Bowling Green, and they put him in the jailhouse yesterday. And oh, that fool already made his getaway. He's long gone
from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
He's long gone. That's what I mean. He's long gone, John, from man I ever met. He liked that flirt with all the pretty gals he'd see. He got all mixed up with a policeman's wife, and now John has left his earthly life. He's long gone
from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
He's long gone. That's what I mean. Now he's long gone, John, from Bowling Green. By the name of Peck, he fell in a well, he broke his neck, and it serves him right, cause he should have been home tending to the sick and living well alone. Now he's long gone
from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Ain't he lucky?
Long gone. Now that's what I mean. Long gone, John, from Bowling Green. And the Trailblazers. Wendell Mercantile on a guitar. Waldo Otto on a steel. And on the bass, Slade. And I'm Red. I want to thank Hot Rise for presenting us on this record. I'm going to say bye-bye.
Saturday Light Brigade with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Bye bye. Getting us started for this half hour segment. We were just talking about words that have only E as their vowels. Rick in Highland Park said, Geed. Marining, reeking, leery, being of Scottish heritage. I cannot find words with only the letter E. Thank you, Rack, as he said his name. And Ross came up. Gosh, I counted these before, and now I lost count. 10, 11, 12, 13, 16 letters. Strength. Lessnesses, strengthlessnesses. And sure enough, that is a dictionary word. Strengthlessness, the condition of being without strength, strengthlessness. And then if you've got more than one such condition, it's strengthlessness is. Nicely done. That's from Rust. I think that's the longest word we found where E is the only vowel.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Our pop quiz comes to you every Thursday night by email. If you would like it to, all you need to do is subscribe to our weekly newsletter.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's history riddle. Are you ready? Here it comes. He was born on November 23rd, 1887, in London, England, and given the name William Henry Platt. The youngest of nine children, he moved to Canada in 1909 to pursue his desire to act. He appeared in The Criminal Code and Scarface, as well as a classic horror film that would make the answer a cinch. He also provided the voice for the title character in the animated version of The Grinch. Here it is one more time. He was born November 23rd, 1887, in London, England, and given the name William Henry Platt. The youngest of nine children, he moved to Canada in 1909 to pursue his desire to act. He appeared in The Criminal Code and Scarface, as well as a classic horror film that would make the answer a cinch. He also provided the voice for the title character in the animated version of The Grinch. Do you have any ideas regarding the correct answer? If so, I hope you'll join us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown. Once my heart was filled with love of a man, him close, but he faded in the night. Like a poem I meant to write, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble and watch the ripples run away, and they never made a sound. to brown.
Saturday Light Brigade. That's Susan Reed, pretty song. And Mara Levine before that, along with Gathering Time and Leaves That Are Green. Lots of answers coming in to this morning's history riddle. And I want to get straight to them. We're going to start with Greg, who is in McKeesport. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to speak with you.
You too. Hope you are gearing up for a good weekend and a good Thanksgiving ahead.
Trying to.
You answered this right away. I think you weren't even guessing. You knew who we were looking for. And who is that?
I did. When you said about the horror films, I had a good idea. And when you mentioned the Grinch, then I knew for sure.
And who is it that we seek?
Boris Karloff.
Well done. And you remember...
I didn't know his real name before.
Yeah, he... and apparently he never legally changed it to... Boris Karloff. People in the industry and in his circle of friends knew him as Billy. Never changing his name to Boris Karloff. And the movie Frankenstein, which is the one, I think if we had given Frankenstein, it probably would have been a giveaway. He made that in 1931. Yeah. It was his 82nd film, which is unbelievable to think he made that many.
I didn't realize myself he made that many movies.
Also, a lot of old-time radio programs and TV programs.
Oh, yes.
As a character actor. The other one I always put in the same category is him. Different actors is Vincent Price, who seemed like he could play just about anything.
Uh-huh.
Also, The Mummy was a big one.
Oh, yeah. How did he come up with the name Boris Karloff?
Good.
Where did he get that from?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer. I'm looking quickly at a bio of his, and I don't see it. Maybe another brigadier will know, or maybe if I can, I'll find it. As I look through, but I don't know. It's very interesting.
Another actor in his genre was Bela Lugosi.
Yes, in fact.
Dracula.
Yes, Tom had a guess of Bela Lugosi. I think they were pretty much contemporaries, too.
They were, yeah.
Let's see. I'm not, now you've got me really wondering about that name change. We'll find it. All I'm seeing is he never legally changed it. We'll see if we can find it. Maybe somebody else will know. So many of his films, wow. Well, I'll find that. If it's out there, I will. And it's good to talk to you. As always, here's hoping you have a great weekend.
You too, Larry.
And we'll find out if you happen to know why Boris Karloff was the name that was chosen by our hist-riddle answer, Mr. Pratt. Feel free to let us know. Platt, not not Pratt, but Platt. Maybe Dust Bowl Jack knows. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning to you. I really don't know. It does seem like a sinister name, though.
It does. Boris Karloff. It's got that sound to it, to be sure. Do you have any memories of him or films of his?
Oh, yeah. The Frankenstein movie, of course. And, of course, the later thing, the Grinch. Playing the part of the Grinch is a great voice for that particular character.
I'm always surprised when I am reminded that he played the Grinch. I know it, but then when I am reminded of it, it's like, really? And sure enough, he did play the Grinch. Mm-hmm. And he did have a great voice. Oh, here we go. Adoption of stage name. He chose the name Boris because it sounded foreign and exotic. And Karloff was a family name. Film historians think he took it from a mad scientist character called Boris Karloff in the novel The Drums of Jeopardy by Harold McGrath. But that novel was published after he took the name. So it's a mystery. It's still a big mystery. In any event, he left a lot of good films and radio programs and TV programs for us to pursue.
Yep. I I went to a concert. I don't go to concerts very often, but they had one in Warren here at the Factory Music Hall, and it was one member of the Lovin' Spoonful, and they did the Lovin' Spoonful music. The original member was the drummer, Steve Boone, and some of the other ones were people with a lot of things, a lot of activities in different musical groups, like Jeffrey Allen Ross, he played with Badfinger. Neil Kinnick, C-I-N-Q-U-E, he played with Neil Diamond. Rob Bonifacio played with the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson and Wilson Phillips, and he's married to Carney Wilson.
Oh, wow.
And he was the lead guitar player on that one there. So it was, I knew most of the songs. I was just singing away, you know, in the concert. But it was a very entertaining concert. And I was concerned about, I haven't heard about from John Sebastian yet. I said, well, I wonder if he's still alive. And they did mention that he's still alive. He came down and saw him play in New York State somewhere, because he has to relive in New York State, John mm-hmm. Sebastian. But but he doesn't need to travel around like that, so.
You know who's, that had to be a fun show. You know who's out traveling now? Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings from the Guess Who. And Randy Bachman's also on a Bachman-Turner Overdrive tour as well. And that's one I would love to see. I would love to see that, although I think the Guess Who is only touring in Canada, sort of as an homage to their country, which makes sense, given they're both Canadians. But those shows can bring back a lot of memories going to them. I'll bet it was a lot of fun to see the Lovin' Spoonful.
Yeah, they did nice graphics and actually some pictures in that they did back in the 60s and 70s. They were had a screen behind the stage there, and they were doing some video behind them there during the show. So it was kind of neat. And there were some pictures of John Sebastian with the group in that, the original group. Yeah, it was cool. I really liked it.
Oh, it sounds good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad you called. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Tommy in Virginia confirmed that Boris Karloff chose his stage name based on Boris sounding foreign and exotic, and Karloff being a family name. And Russ did a little AI search for us, which I'm skimming, which essentially says that he wanted to he feared that using his real name might disgrace his family, so he wanted to change it to a different acting name. And I wanted to let you know that Marge in Overbrook also got the correct answer, as did John in Economy Borough, Bob in Freedom, Larry and Vanessa in North Carolina, Tom and McCandless, who also brought up Bela Lugosi, Jim in Blackridge, Russ in King, North Carolina, Mike in Mars, Bruce in Ingram, John in Carrick, good morning, Tommy in Virginia, and Susie in Alexandria. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
You figured it out. BK is who? It's Boris Karloff. Do you have many memories watching his films? Or, you know, there's a lot of recordings of him on radio and on television, too.
I think the one that I'm most familiar with is The Grinch.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Grinch holds up very well, doesn't it? I think, over time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was looking online, and it said that he was still, because he was, even though he was doing movies, he was still struggling through the 20s, and so he drove a cement truck.
Wow.
To get money.
That's quite, you know, you hear of actors waiting tables or maybe driving a cab, or I guess these days an Uber, but driving a cement truck just sounds like awfully heavy. It is heavy work, but you, that would be tough work as an actor, I would think. You'd want to kind of keep yourself, you know, what it could do to your important, you know, hands and everything else.
And apparently, he learned to drive one day, and the next day he applied for a driving job. What do you got?
I could see that. That's really something. Justin.
And the other thing about his name is that he didn't want it to be Pratt, or is it? Is it Pratt or Platt?
It's Platt. Platt. P-L-A-T-T.
He thought that Platt would make people think of Pratt Falls.
Ah, interesting.
So he didn't think it would look good on a marquee.
That makes perfect sense. And Jess in the South Hills confirmed our conversation before about family concern of either, you know, bringing notoriety to the family, or either the good kind. I guess notoriety is typically not a good thing, or a lack of anonymity to the family. So he just wanted to change it for privacy as well. But having a name like Boris Karloff just seems to fit the roles he played.
Well, they were in the British Foreign Service.
Mm.
And his daughter was born on the same day.
Born
on November 23rd.
Wow.
And his daughter was born on November 23rd as well.
Wow. That's something.